Nation, welcome to episode 30 of Game Over Nation. This week we're talking about Battlefield 3, which comes out next week. We're going to take a look at the franchise, or what we know about the franchise, since we haven't really spent a lot of time with it. But I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me is Ryan De La Rosa.
Yo.
And our totally unpaid intern, Gabe Philbin.
I don't get paid.
And he doesn't drop fat beats either.
Yep.
If you ask
I do not.
If you ask
not,
him,
not
he will
all.
Not do it.
You know, Gabe is the mastermind behind Dumbass, our new show. If you go to GameOverNation.com, you can find
If you like it, then I'm the mastermind. If you hate it, then I'm going to blame it on Dylan.
It's Dylan's fault. He wasn't in it or edited it or anything. He has absolutely nothing to do with it, but it's his fault. Yep. But all right, let's start the show. I mean, none of us played Battlefield, the first one, did we?
No, not the original.
No? How about Battlefield 2?
I played Battlefield 2. I have Battlefield 2 for the Xbox. But I think I played through part of the campaign and then tried the online once and just got destroyed repeatedly. And then I was like, well, that's not fun. I didn't know anyone at the time who was playing it. So I didn't really have a team to jump into it with. Because it was such a big online game, the single player was really kind of vacant. I remember playing it just like, this seems weird. Like there was no real storytelling. It's like, oh, hey, there's some people down there. Snipe them. Okay, I got a sniper rifle. I guess I'll do that. I don't know. It was a weird experience. I didn't really get into the franchise until the Bad Company started coming around.
Oh, that's so funny, because that's the game we're going to talk about next. Bad Company, huh?
Yeah. Man, we flew through those first two. Really.
Ooh, I mean, it's such a thick lineage of Battlefield.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they got pretty popular. I just never jumped on board with those originals, mostly because they were
not
big,
popular enough.
They were big PC titles, and I didn't have a PC that would run them. Like I said, I got Battlefield 2 on the Xbox, but I think that was before console gaming had really... Or at least the multiplayer, you know, online multiplayer had really taken off. You know, the Xbox 360 was pretty new. And though Xbox Live had done what it did, you know, it was definitely the pioneer. It wasn't the beast that it is now. Online,
it was
online
still
console
a baby
gaming.
Beast.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little baby beast.
A baby beast. So, Bad Company.
I was 6 when the first Battlefields came out. So.
Jesus.
Wow.
I'm a baby.
Yeah.
You're old, Ryan.
You're our intern.
I'm so old. So, okay. So, Bad Company.
Yeah. So, what's the story with this? What's the deal with Bad Company?
Well, I think the idea was to try and give it some character, just the franchise in general. While the story wasn't exactly riveting, the characters were what made it. Like, was it 4 guys in the unit or whatever? They actually put some humor in the game and added a little bit of a story and gave these guys personalities. And I think the marketing for it was great. Like, do you guys remember those commercials?
I do. Yeah. Specifically that grenade with the smiley face on the tag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The fucking smiley grenade, yeah.
Yeah, they had a lot of commercials. And didn't they have the one with a Solid Snake sneaking around in a box?
I don't remember
and
that.
And they sneak up on him or something. They're like, what is he doing? They're like watching him like sneak around the battlefield in the box or something like that.
What did come to
I'm
mind
see
just
if
now.
I can find him.
Do you remember the Mercenaries 2 commercial where it's like, oh no, you did it.
You did it.
But she tried to play me. No, yeah. That
yeah, that
awesome.
Thing yeah, that thing was all over the place.
Totally. I love that though. That was really good.
That was like one of the first ads I saw on TV for video games, other than like Halo 3 or something.
Dude, no way, because that was like not too long ago. I was talking to Harris back in the day when that was on TV. I don't know. I guess maybe it was the first.
Mercenaries.
Huh?
Yeah, Mercenaries 2 was what, like 2008 or something?
Yeah, probably. I think so.
Yeah.
Wait, what was?
The Mercenaries 2.
Oh. Yeah, I don't, I never played any of those games.
Bad Company.
Bad Company.
Bad Company. Yeah, here I found... This is going to be a part we're going to have to fuck around with the audio.
Fuck
but
that. I found no, don't make this difficult.
We're going to make this difficult. But no, I'm just saying, this is going to be a part where you're going to watch this video instead of talking about the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not editing this out, so.
We're just going to watch a video.
Enjoy
real
this,
quick.
Listeners.
Yeah.
Hold on. I played Bad Company.
Here's the Snake Eyes one.
I did.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was cool. I came off of Modern Warfare. Yeah, just the first one. And then my friend Kyle. He was like, "Gabe, come check out Bad Company. It's cool." And then got it on Amazon for like some odd amount of money. Huh. Started playing it, got my ass beat, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Because it's fucking Battlefield and people are good at it. But no, it was really cool. I thought the campaign was cool. The writing was annoying at times, but it was nice to have like some comedy in the story instead of just like blow this shit up and then go blow that shit up.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole idea of adding humor just to the game, but also to that marketing. Like, they actually made a real marketing push, yeah. Displaying those personalities, and I think it benefited for sure. There's the Solid Snake commercial, by the way.
Wait, so Battlefield Bad Company 2, I don't remember it being marketed the same. Like, it wasn't goofy. Like, I remember that game being somewhat more more serious tone. Yeah,
yeah, it took a more serious tone, at least in, like, the marketing and such. Like, it wasn't, like, laughs and smiley face grenades and shit.
Yeah. Were the characters still there, like the same ones?
Right? Yeah, it was still the same guys.
Characters.
And I think they had they were trying to push towards some kind of mid ground between the first game and, you know, a more serious game.
Like,
but
Modern Warfare, something like that.
Yeah, but everybody still had their, you know, personality going. It was still humorous in the game. But yeah, you're right. The second round of marketing didn't quite have the same feel as Battlefield.
And it wasn't memorable because of it. Like, I don't remember anything about Battlefield 2's marketing. The first one,
Bad Company 2's marketing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but, I don't... Yeah. I'm sitting here looking through some of these videos, and I'm trying to... let's see. Bad Company 2, just dance ad? I don't... Let's have a look.
The only Bad Company 2 commercial I remember is, like, that first one that they showed at, like, Gamescom or something with, like, the squad gameplay. Like, the sniper and the soldier and recon and shit.
Oh.
That's the only one I remember.
I remember this one. This one's got people, they're making the enemies dance by shooting at them.
Stop sharing videos.
I'm not gonna.
Audio podcast.
I'm trying to relive my Bad Company advertising days. Back in the things that made me excited. And I wish I would have remembered that those commercials existed before we started, because it just popped into my head right as we were recording. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about those. But yeah, so anyway.
On the Solid Snake commercial, it's pretty funny. The guy's like, what if this is some sort of like special military fucking barrel, like some sort of solid metal, like Japanese thing.
Yeah, they're not really hiding what they're going for.
Yeah,
a little on the nose.
Yeah, yep. You have the exclamation point coming out of the barrel.
On top of the barrel. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so, Bad Company, huh? It was good, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Did you play a lot of the multiplayer, Gabe?
Yeah, the multiplayer. I played more the demo than the actual fucking game. But my friends and I played the demo like no other, because we all got bored of Modern Warfare 2.
Imagine that happening.
Well, I started the trend. I was like the hipster Modern Warfare 2 guy. I was like, oh, this is
not great. I thought Modern Warfare sucked before it sucked.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, we just played the. It was only like one map, but we just kept doing it. My friend Ben loved the sniping in it because it actually had like bullet drop and all this different, I don't know, sniper terminology and shit that I'm not going to try to say. Coriolosis effect.
Ah, Coriolosis. I love that girl. Coriolosis. I'll never forget
the one that got away.
Yep. You know what? Whenever... When she got away, she really left like a Coriolis effect.
Jesus. You're the worst.
Bad company.
You're the worst people.
The best, man.
I played... I think we spent a little bit of time with the multiplayer, me and my friends. I think I'm trying to think of what else was out around then, because we did not spend as much time with that as we did with Bad Company 2, and I don't know that there was some kind of huge jump from one to the other, but I don't know, for whatever reason, the second game really drew us in. Like, I remember running around in a tank a lot and then getting blown up, and that was pretty much the extent of my Bad Company 1 multiplayer. Like, I remember a map with a giant field, and you couldn't run across it because there was too much other shit shooting at you, so you'd try to get in a vehicle and do it, and then you would just blow up, and that was it.
I don't know if the second one had this, but the first one, you could drive around in a golf cart. That was my go-to vehicle.
I kind of remember that, yeah.
It was a par for the course level.
Wow.
Such a good name.
That was my shit.
That was Gabe's shit.
That was Gabe's shit.
So that was Battlefield, Bad Company, and Bad Company 2. Was that both of them? I don't know.
We can go on to two because I didn't.
That
I
was
didn't,
some shitty company.
I didn't get into like our play time with Bad Company 2 because that is a game I spent a hell of a lot of time with. I don't know. I guess maybe it was just the whole, like, you're tired of the Modern Warfare side, or, I mean, Halo's fun, but, you know, everything's a bullet sponge. And so it was, I don't know, I guess maybe like a happy medium. And you needed good teamwork. Like, you needed a team that could communicate with each other. And they did a really cool thing where they took it, and you might have a 16-man team, but you're broken into four squads, and you just communicate with your squad. And so it's not, you know, you're not, everyone's not trying to yell at each other. You're not hearing all 16 people talking at once. You can just keep your squad together and do your thing. So, I don't know, like, I liked that. Well, first of all, the helicopters were cool.
I never learned how to drive those.
Yeah, I got okay at them.
Or I guess you fly a helicopter.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't do that well.
I remember, like trying to work our way through, like, our squad, we would just kind of rotate around with who was doing what job so that everyone could level up each different class. I remember Ben being like our designated sniper. He would just, the mission would start and you would never see him. He was just gone. He was off hiding somewhere, just shooting at people and calling in airstrikes and whatnot. And then the engineer class was always fun because certain maps were real tank heavy and you could just run around and throw out your mines and then you'd just be doing your thing, running around, shooting people, and you'd just start racking up points randomly because somebody's tank drove over your mines. So that was always really rewarding feeling to be like, ha, you son of a bitch, fuck you. And they would keep doing it too, was the beautiful part. Like, they'd blow up, you'd get your points, you'd be like, okay, time to go throw some more mines down there, and they would just keep doing it. good times. But also, they never did like a traditional deathmatch, which I thought was cool. Like, I guess that's cool for, I guess it probably drove some people away because that's all some people are into, but, like, killing still got you somewhere. You had, I guess in Rush, one side had like a certain number of lives, and the defenders had infinite lives, and the attackers had like 75 lives between them. And as defenders, you were just trying to knock them down to zero, and then they were trying to capture, like, or I guess blow up these two little comm stations inside your base. And then once you got past that, once you blew them up, it shifted the whole map back, and everyone, the attackers got a fresh 75 lives, and it started over. And I guess they kind of became increasingly difficult to attack each base, but I think that's what the idea was. And then the conquest mode was just hold these points, you know, go to a point, stand near a flag, and just to hold it for a certain amount. And the more time you held it, or the more points you held, the enemy's lives would count down as you held more points. So, and it was just get the other team to zero lives. But even with just those two modes, like, it was just, it was a lot of fun. They offered a lot of maps, and I guess it was just the strategy of it that really held my interest, at least. I know Javi didn't really play any of these games. Gabe, did you play Nova?
Battlefield 2, yeah, I played. And Battlefield, Bad Company 2, talking about that, yeah.
Yeah.
I dabbled in the multiplayer when I got the game on PC. It was surprisingly dead. Like the community, I don't know, kind of wasn't much of a PC community, I guess. At least when I got it, which was odd to me. But yeah. The people I did play with were still remarkably better than I was. So it was like me spawning, me running about 10 feet, and then kind of like trial and error on where I would die. So which path I could take, I would take that one. And then hopefully find someone and kill them.
You know, Ryan, you talked about finding a happy medium between Call of Duty and, I almost said Batman. Call of Duty. Between Call of Duty.
I don't want to talk about Battlefield.
I totally want to talk about Batman. But between Call of Duty and Halo, and you found that with Bad Company 2. I think I found my medium between as a Killzone 3. Call of Duty, you die in, like, instantly. Like, one or two shots, you're dead. And Halo, like you said, is like a sponge, where you just shoot them forever, go through a whole clip, and they won't go down. And then I think Battlefield and Killzone kind of found that perfect medium.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well,
but,
I think another cool thing about Bad Company 2, or just the I guess this may be the Battlefield games in general, is that you can be successful in a match and never fire your gun.
Right.
Like, you can go around and be a medic and heal, or, you know...
You can just do that in Killzone.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Yep. And then, or you could, with an engineer...
you can only heal dead people.
True.
With the engineer, you just lay mines, or, you know...
You can do that in Killzone. Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Lay mines. Well, the sniper, yeah, you need to fire your gun, probably. but they Tactician. Can... But even they can... Yeah, even they can call in, you know, airstrikes and whatnot... And then what was the other? Oh, there was just the soldier who could, you know, he could drop ammo chests for your teammates to pick up, and the medic could also drop health packs. So, you know, you had those, and then obviously you could get in vehicles, you could drive around in a tank, but there was a lot of ways to get points and be successful in a match other than being a one-man killing machine. And it was hard to be a one-man killing machine because a lot of times units did stick together and they did watch out for each other, you know, like If you happen to be in a helicopter and your buddy's a sniper and someone's coming after you, can tell him, hey, there's someone coming after you. There's someone coming up this way. You know, if you got into UAV, you could do the same thing. And you just kind of – and there was also the option to, like, if you press a button, you could spot enemies. So your buddy might not see someone coming, but you spot them. A little red arrow pops over their head and, you know – then it's very obvious who's coming. And it was also good for snipers, too. If you had a sniper buddy, he would sit there and call out targets for you because he could see everything, and so you'd be running around, and then you'd just start seeing the red arrows popping up so he's exposing the enemy's location for you. There was just a lot of stuff you could do.
A lot of stuff?
A lot of stuff.
Whoa.
Lots of
my favorite kind of stuff.
Lots of things.
So much more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so Battlefield 3 is coming out next week, and I'm getting the vibe, and you guys can tell me I'm wrong if you think I'm wrong, but I feel like this game built up so much hype on the graphics and like at E3 and just all this stuff, like there's so much anticipation, and it's they're not shy about how they want to go head to head with Modern Warfare 3. And they just built up the snowball of press and of hype. And I think that Battlefield 3's hype is about to just pull a 180 on it.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. I feel like the reviews are going to come out. They'll probably be about 8s, maybe 8.5, something like that. I don't know. I almost get that sensation of that we're going to get history repeating itself with what happened with Medal of Honor last year. Remember Medal of Honor? Everybody's psyched. Like, oh, it's going to be the shit.
Yeah, but Medal of Honor was actually a pretty bad game.
Well, yeah, but up until it came out, no one knew that, you know.
Yeah, well, I think that's an incongruous comparison.
Oh, come on, stop pulling out your math. Your mathematics.
Your math.
I don't think that's the right comparison, because I don't think this game is going to be bad. Like, the beta's already out there, and yeah, it had some buggy. It was a little buggy, but for the most part, I think people liked it. Like,
yeah, I think that this new engine, I think it's very likely that Battlefield 3 will look worse than Bad Company 2 on consoles, because the engine is not for consoles, period. And I saw this fact sheet on when Gabe was showing me Reddit last night. There's a fact sheet where they're presenting the game, and it said that, like, at the lowest settings, it will be at the lowest settings on PC, like all the effects turned off or whatever, like at the very lowest settings, it would be similar to consoles. It's like, god damn. And it did look pretty bad. It didn't look very good on the beta. Like, I was playing the beta, and I'm like, god, this is muddy. Really muddy. You can, like, see a shell of what it's supposed to look like.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that will cause it to suffer critically. I mean, of course, the PC version will be the definitive version, and that one might, you know, be like, oh my god, it's the tits. But like, I think Bad Company 2 might end up looking better, which is funny to me.
I never really played the game for what it looked like, really.
Sure, no. I know. That's just one thing, though. I'm just saying. Yeah. And then, like, I was listening to Rebel FM.
Yeah, people will definitely hate on it for that. Like,
yeah, but...
Yeah. One of the things for Battlefield 3 is the graphics. Like, that's what got people hyped up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was listening,
like, how amazing it looked.
I was listening to Rebel FM, and people were talking, like, they were kind of discussing how the game's kind of not all that interesting. Like, the single player. And from what you guys have told me, what everybody's told me, like, Bad Company 1 and 2 didn't have very interesting campaigns either.
Yeah, so. I don't know why everyone's surprised at that. Like, it never has. No Battlefield game ever has.
Right. So, no, I'm just saying that Battlefield 3, all this hype, like, saying the zeitgeist felt like people were expecting this to be, like, the second coming, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's going to bite it in the ass. You know, yeah. I think it's going to backfire. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be a bad game. I'm just saying it's going to be looked at as a disappointment.
Yeah.
Because of all this hype.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's what I'm feeling. I mean, we're a week away.
Yeah.
And there's no reviews out. I mean, Ryan, you were arguing that, you know, that doesn't mean anything. But I think it does. I think if you have a game that you're very proud of and that you want people to be fucking pumped about, you'll let the review go up as soon as possible.
Yeah, I just...
Well, I mean, Modern Warfare does the same thing. Like, they didn't let reviews come out until the day of.
Right. Yeah, I guess,
like,
that's true.
I was telling you, like, just different companies have different philosophies on when to break... when embargoes can be broken, and I don't... Yeah, there's definitely those times where they want to keep a review as quiet as possible, but this game has been so loud and in your face that I don't think that's what they're doing. Like, I think they probably feel pretty confident about their game, and it's just... they'll time it whenever the fuck they want to. It doesn't matter. It's gonna sell. Like,
yeah.
No, it won't.
Well, I'm looking right now, and it says 8 million people played the Battlefield 3 open beta.
I was one of those. That means 8 million too. People saw how bad it looked and how buggy it was.
Yeah, well, I guess most people aren't familiar with, like, the whole concept of a beta.
I suppose. Yeah, like, nah, so, I don't know. It'll do fine. It'll do fine. But Modern Warfare 3 is going to take a big dump on its face.
Yeah. I don't care, like, what they say. Modern Warfare 3 will always...
It's going to... That thing's a beast. Like, it's...
By the way, that Modern Warfare 3 trailer where the entire world explodes was, like, the coolest trailer I've seen in a while.
It looks really cool.
Looks really fucking cool.
But I'm not going to, like, get excited because I thought Modern Warfare 2 looked really cool, but I was disappointed.
That's true. Well, they make sick trailers for these.
The
games.
The story might be kind of cool. The problem is it's, like, kind of cool for 5 hours, and then they count on the multiplayer, and I don't like their multiplayer.
See, but you might like, since the entire single player and the multiplayer and what the Spec Ops or whatever, they have three teams making this fucking game. Let's hope that pays off. Let's hope that means that everything's gonna be, like, that much better. I don't know.
Yeah, but even like I said, but even if it's better, like it's still gonna be a 5-6 hours story.
Replace better with longer. If you have like one team making the entire single player, let's hope that means it's longer than Modern Warfare 2. And I think they know that
it's not gonna have a story.
Well, they've all had a story.
They're not good, but
they're not gonna have.
I didn't think they were bad. Like
they're
just action packed. They're just action movies. I mean, that's what it is, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting enough and fun enough that
it's more interesting than the Manchurian Candidate.
I don't know. I got bored of Modern Warfare 2's campaign.
Campaign.
I like characters in the campaign.
I really like Soap. Soap's cool as fuck. The only thing I didn't like about Modern Warfare 2 is you kept being put in these people's shoes and then getting shot in the face. And it's like it doesn't matter who I'm playing it.
Everyone.
Everything. I was like, God damn it. I get shot in the face one more time.
Like that like ridiculous airport scene. Mm-hmm. Got everyone all like, oh no, it's too much for our kids.
Yeah. That was brilliant, by the way. So smart. Everyone. And they released that footage two days before the game came out or whatever.
Yeah. Bullshit that was like accidentally leaked.
Yeah. Dude, just everyone was talking about that.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. It's dirty tactics, but brilliant. But, so Battlefield 3, what do you guys think do you think this game's going to be sick as fuck? Do you think it's going to do really, really well?
I think it'll do fine. I think it'll be fine.
I don't think it's going to be sick as fuck.
No. Yeah.
I played the beta, and I was just like, oh, this is kind of the same.
Let's put this into perspective. This game is sandwiched in between some daunting titles. I mean, we got Batman Tonight coming out tonight. I'm going to go get it after we record. We got Batman coming out. And Battlefield 3 comes out. And yeah, you could say, okay, there's a lot of people that just want a shooter. They're not going to play fucking Batman. So that's good. But then you got Uncharted the week after. And then Modern Warfare the week after. And then Skyrim with Modern Warfare. I don't know. I mean, maybe Battlefield will...
I think it's gonna benefit from coming out before all
exactly,
this.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's, yeah.
And I think it's just gonna be, I'm gonna get it and I'm gonna enjoy the hell out of the multiplayer, and I feel pretty confident in that. And so, there's gonna be the hardcore Battlefield fans that are gonna go out there and get it. I mean, they do exist.
That
franchise
has
been around a long time.
Let's not lie. There's those dude bros that buy Madden and all the cool first-person shooters that they see every year. I mean, they're going to see this game. They're going to see the PC version running on all the commercials and be like, oh, this dude's sick. Fuck it. Yeah. Blah, blah.
Exactly like the Awesome Reach thing.
Yeah, exactly. All jizzing all over.
Yeah, they might all go grab it.
Go watch it now.
They'll go grab it because...
They'll buy both.
Yeah, because Modern Warfare 3 doesn't come out for a little while and they want something new.
Doesn't come out for a whole week and a half.
What's the date that it comes out?
Modern Warfare comes out this November 6th, I want to say. I might be wrong, but it's definitely...
8th. I think it's 8th, yeah.
Okay.
Because that's a Tuesday.
Yeah, okay. November 8th, yep. So, yeah. I mean, God dang.
Mm-hmm.
So Battlefield, huh? Well, that's it for Battlefield. None of you listeners wrote in because you're the worst. And I hate you. but next week, guess what, guys? Next week we're going to talk about Uncharted, the entire franchise. Woo. So all you fucking listeners out there, I know you like Uncharted. You're just like me. You want to high-five Nathan Drake and go on little adventures. So you want to write into mail@gameovernation.com. Tell us what you think about Uncharted 3. Tell us what you thought of Uncharted 1 and 2. Tell us some stories. Read us your fan fiction.
Send in audio of you reading your fan fiction.
Oh my god, do that, bro. All right, let's talk about what's coming out next week. Obviously, Battlefield 3 comes out next week, but you know, a game that really snuck under the radar for me was Kirby's Return to Dream Land. I mean, I'm not gonna buy it, but it looks great.
Yeah, you're talking about it right before we recorded the podcast. I looked at it. It looks really good.
Yeah, it looks pretty sweet, man.
I haven't played Kirby since the one on the N64, like,
mm-hmm.
whichever one that was. I don't know. You stuck things in. And
probably Kirby 6. No, it was Kirby and the Crystal Shards or something like
that one. Yep. It had the weird boss with, like, a, the crystal shard eyeball. Yeah, it's like a really weird eyeball or something.
Right, that sounds right. But yeah, yeah, Kirby, this looks like a continuation of that. Like, the game is 3D, but you're running on a 2D plane, and it just looks fucking crystal clear and beautiful on the Wii. Like, it looks really nice. And so that's coming out next week. Also, you know, here's a game, it's DLC. Here's a game that, when I heard about it, I rolled my eyes, and I didn't even look into it at all. And this is Infamous 2 Festival of Blood. It's like, oh, Infamous got bit by a vampire. I'm like, what? And I didn't think anything of it. But tonight, things changed. Tonight, me and Ryan and Gabe sat around, and we started discussing, like, what the fuck is this game, right? Because we were getting ready for the show, and we started doing some research. And Ryan came to the conclusion that this, or he brought up that this is very similar to Red Dead Redemption's Undead Nightmare expansion. And with that in mind, this sounds fucking amazing. Like, I'm so excited.
Just like, it's going to be like a little holiday add-on that, you know, doesn't
it's
necessarily...
lighthearted.
Yeah, it's not canon, it's lighthearted, it's going to be kind of goofy.
Yeah, and I saw the little teaser trailer, and seeing Cole with fangs and, like, biting into some chick's neck with blood everywhere, that was cool as fuck. Like, okay, I'm on board, you know? And Gabe, you were reading little details about how you can turn into bats or something.
Yeah, like, yeah, depending on how much blood you suck out of the population of New Marais.
Oh, that's cool.
Turn into bats for a set amount of time.
Very, very cool. And I'm in a
they
very Halloween.
They used the morality system so you could freely suck the blood of everyone.
Awesome. Yeah, so that comes out next week. You can buy it standalone, which is interesting. You don't need Infamous 2 to play it. So
yeah, and it's only $10.
Yeah, $10. That's a bargain. Hopefully. Let's hope it's not terrible. But all right, then we got Dance Central 2 coming out. That was under the radar. Like, I didn't
Fozzie's excited.
Yeah. I didn't even really know about this game. But
I thought it already came out.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Wait, which one?
Dance Central 2.
Oh, no, I didn't think it was out yet, but yeah, I haven't really I wasn't terribly interested in it.
Yeah.
I have a Kinect and I don't. Man, fucking Gabe and your train. I don't know much about it.
Yeah.
You dance, well, I know that. There's dancing involved.
Yeah.
So of all the games coming out. Of all the games coming out next week, my vote, or the game that I'm actually really interested in, is Infamous 2, Festival of Blood. I know Ryan's gonna be all up in the battlefields.
Yup.
I'm gonna say Uncharted 3.
That doesn't come out next week. Oh, wait, yeah.
I don't
care. Yeah,
I'm in Australia.
Okay. You're in the future. Gabe, you want Kirby. It's settled.
I do want Kirby.
See? Done. Done deal. All right, well, let's talk about... Let's check in. Let's check in with these listeners. Hey, listeners.
Hey, guys. Listeners.
Hi, listeners. All right, what have we been up to? Huh?
Well, we did...
Dumbass.
We did Extra Life.
Yeah.
Well, I did Extra Life, and you guys played video games simultaneously.
We sat there and
we did it for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did it for the lols.
If you're a sick kid and you want to come hang out with Game Over Nation, wait until we have an office that you can hang out with us in, and then you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of that office, guys, we need to buy some prints, donate some money. anyway, we did the I did. With the help of you fine gentlemen, the Extra Life 24-hour gaming marathon to benefit the Children's Miracle Network hospitals. I've stayed up for 24 hours before, but it's been like when I went to Seattle for PAX, I was up for 24 hours from when I got up in the morning to when we went to bed in Seattle at night, you know, with the time change and everything. But we were like out doing stuff, and I don't know why, what it is. There was different between that kept me more awake versus...
You were staring at a screen the whole time.
Yeah, versus being here playing video games, sitting on my couch for 24 hours. I was so dead tired and felt so sick.
Fucking hard.
I started to feel sick, like, at one point in the night. And it sucked. Like, it started to suck.
It's
really close
to Pizza Hut instead of Domino's. Are you listening, Domino's?
It started around 4 or 5 in the morning. It was getting real tough. We're watching. Hobby's watching Man vs. Food.
Guacamole.
I'm playing Angry Birds on my tablet. Yeah, we're chanting guacamole. I think at like 3 o'clock, I started playing some Hawks 2.
By the way, hold on, let me just cut it. What the fuck? Next time any of you see Man vs. Food, really pay attention to the pace of his voiceover. He does the same, like, little beat every time. He's all, I can't eat another bite! Like, he does it that way with every sentence.
Or like, this is the greatest dish!
Yeah, they cover it in cheese!
Just has the same cadence to everything he says.
4 pounds. Yeah. Angus beef. Fucking guy. He's amazing.
And like how enthusiastic do people have to be about guacamole? Like, they're standing outside cheering, chanting. Well,
let's
guacamole.
Add a little context. The man is eating like 15 pounds of scrambled eggs or something like that. And it's hard for it to get down. And so he's like, you add guacamole to anything and it's like oil. It lubricates it. And he gets a big cup of guacamole and starts dipping the eggs in it or whatever, and the crowd is all, yeah, guacamole, guacamole.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, it helped us get through Extra Life.
It did. It was yeah. During that, I played some Orcs Must Die, which is still a lot of fun. Like, I got to a point where I kind of hit a snag and I didn't want to redo the level, and I was like, oh, I got all this time ahead of me, right? I was like, so I can come back to it or whatever. I'm going to switch games. So I started the Baconing.
You can't play Orcs Must Die anymore. If you had some guacamole, you could have
powered. Yeah, I could have powered through.
It's like oil.
Guacamole, guacamole, guacamole. And there it is through the bathroom mirror. That's a joke from before we started.
I can't take another bite.
But from there, I went on to the Baconing, the newest addition to the Deathbank franchise. And, I mean, it's more Deathbank, but I sat there and I played it for, like, the next 10 or 11 hours. I think I had spent maybe an hour with it prior to that, and then I just played it all the way through to the end.
I have a question about Baconing.
Yes.
I looked at it on PSN. They really just wiped Deathbank off of... Like, it's the description doesn't say Deathbank in it, period.
Right.
The Baconing, and it has a picture of... So I'm curious, since they're trying to really wash, or not associate it seems, with the other games, is this straight-up standalone? Like, when you start it up, does it...
No, it's completely it's completely a continuation. It is absolutely a continuation.
Is it like last time on Deathbank?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it picks up kind of where the last one left off. I mean, it doesn't do that, but yeah, it picks up where Deathbank has all of the thongs.
Well, what the hell are they doing then?
I think they just realized the name Deathbank is stupid.
Well, are they going to continue like the Baconing 2, or are they just going to change the franchise's name every
time? At the end, okay, spoilers. At the end of the game, I mean, they leave you with they do like a whole Back to the Future ending and with to be continued. And like it looks like it's written in like kind of their own medieval type. It's like a crossover between that font and the Back to the Future font. And yeah, it does all that. And so it sounds like there's going to be a sequel. I just think like I can understand why this game didn't do great on the review. And actually, when it came out, there was almost no fanfare to it. I don't know. It almost just kind of, oh, hey, there it is. It's on the thing today. There was nothing really leading up to it. I don't really know why there was no push. It's not a bad game. It's just more Deathbank, which, you know, maybe some people were tired of that. But the thing is, I think even if people are kind of tired of it, like, you gotta market your shit, right? Like, you gotta let people know that it's out there. And I just thought it was really weird the way it was handled.
Oh, it's totally weird.
And
honestly, I've never heard of the Baconing before.
Right.
Before, like, you were talking about it on Skype.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was a little weary to get it at first because of that. I was like, why isn't even Hothead saying much about it? And I'm sure the day it came out, like, it was on Twitter and shit, but there was no lead up. And so, and the reviews didn't show up until, like, the day it was out. And, if I recall correctly, because I remember, I was like, oh yeah, that's coming out like next week, and looking for reviews, and there was nothing. And like, that's the kind of game where it's quiet, and then there's no review a week before, and that's the kind of game that you suspect they're hiding it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was just more Deathbank. It was just pretty similar to the other two games. I mean, they made it longer. Made it a little bit longer.
I find it strange, these games. Okay, so same thing with Costume Quest. I mean, we got like these games. I remember when Deathbank first came out. Everybody's like, "Oh, Deathbank!" You know, and everybody's talking about it. Got great reviews. There was so much buzz around it. And then Thongs of Virtue came out, and really, the only thing I remember about that was seeing it at PAX. Like, I don't remember it on the web very much at all.
Yeah. Well, also, at PAX, they got a pretty big spot, though. Like, a lot of people got to see it, and they were really pushing it there.
Totally. And then this one just, like, is like a little glisten.
Yeah, I was like, oh, here it is. It's out. And, like, even the...
It didn't have Deathbank on it.
Yeah, and even the announcement was weird. Like, they put out this one weird little trailer, and, and it didn't even have any gameplay in it. It was just like, here's this thing coming. It said, The Baconing. And that was it. Yeah, I remember, like, news sites had to do a lot of checking to make sure that this was a Deathbank game because there was no mention of him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was a really weird thing. I don't know how it did sales-wise, but if it didn't do well, I don't think they have anyone to blame but themselves for not getting the word out, you know?
No, they could blame Dylan.
Dylan's not here, it's his fault.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
The Dylaning.
Yeah.
No.
Guacamole. No. Guacamole.
Yeah, just say that. Cover it.
Gabe, drop a fat beat.
No.
No.
Ryan answered for it.
Yeah. I knew what the answer was.
All right, Gabe, what have you been up to?
I have primarily been up to TF2 and League of Legends.
Really?
That is primarily my gaming habits in Australia.
Oh.
Yeah, that's about it.
Exactly Dylan.
Well, I mean, there is a PS2, so I have been playing the lovely Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 3.
Yeah, doggy. The third one that's the best!
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4, which is when I started going full retard. and Madden 09.
There you go.
09?
Yeah, Madden 09. The one with Brett Favre on the cover when he's playing on the Packers.
Hell yeah, Brett Favre.
Oh, you mean famous Minnesota Viking Brett Favre?
No, I'm talking about the Jets player.
Oh. Oh, famous Favre. Jets player Brett Favre?
Favre.
Yeah. Favre.
Cool. Hey, speaking of PS2, did you hear that Devil May Cry 1, 2, and 3 are getting the HD treatment?
I did, and I'm excited because I suck at those games, but I want to play them.
Oh, man. You know, Devil May Cry 2 is going to be a big smudge on that collection because it's so terrible, but 1 and 3,
Yeah, isn't like, it's the third one is the special edition in the HD collection. Isn't that like the easier one, or is it harder
one? That's the easier one. The regular version is hard.
Yeah, that's the one I struggle with. Remember, like, before I left Australia, it was like you and Ramesh talking, and I was just dying constantly.
Yep.
And then I just quit. Because I don't lose.
I can't wait to go trophy hunting in Devil May Cry. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. There's no way it's going to be an easy platinum. Don't even...
I know, you're probably going to have to get, like, one of those insane combos. You know how it's all, like, sick, awesome, radical.
I didn't get that far.
No, like, when you're attacking anyone, it says how many hits
Yeah. But, and you have to get up the I. It goes up by letter. You have to get up the fucking I.
Yeah. Incredible.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, that's coming out. But, alright, I guess I'll say what I'm doing. I played...
What are you doing?
Well, while we were doing Extra Life, I downloaded Sideway, New York. You know, it's funny, though. Gabe, you asked me, is New York, like, a tagline just, you know, to mean that they're going to make sequels that are not in New York? And I was like, I don't know. I hope so. I just beat the game today, and the game ends by going black and then fading into red and it starts zooming out, and the red is a red dot with a white background, and then it's a flag, and it's you're in Japan, and it's all to be continued. So
Sideway Japan is coming.
Sideway Japan. Let's hope it's just Sideway Tokyo, not because going from New York to Japan is a little much. You never know.
Like feudal Japan.
It's definitely
one piece of graffiti.
So what kind of game is it?
It's really cool. Yeah, it's like a 2D platformer, but it's got all these neat like moves. You have like such an amazing move set, and they add to it every single world you go to. You get a new move. And so by the end, that's what I was saying when we were doing Dumbass and stuff. I'm like, God, this is getting crazy because like, you start out just being able to jump, just regular jump, and you can punch, and that's it. And then by the end, you can do a slide kick. You can jump into the air and do a diagonal kick downwards. You have a ramming thing where you use your shoulder, and it makes like this big graffiti ram that slams into dudes. You can do like this crazy corkscrew downwards to smash through stuff. You get like these spray paint can so you can spray platforms in certain places so you can climb up them. But that's not even it, though. Like, the game has this really cool gimmick, and it seems like a gimmick at first, but it totally adds like a fresh kind of gameplay, that and it makes your mind kind of think differently. Like, the way the game works is you're on these actual 3D buildings, and you can walk you're graffiti, you're living graffiti on the building, and so you can only exist where that building connects. So like, you can go around the corner of the building and the camera will just pan around the whole 3D object, and you'll just be walking in a 2D plane against the wall, and then you can jump up, you know, onto the rooftop of that building, and the camera will pan up above the building, and it's just really cool, and it gets crazy too, because you get these like powers where you can teleport from one building to another, or like from one wall onto another wall, and you have to hurry before you like come back together, otherwise you'll just evaporate into the air. It's just really neat. But yeah, no.
Neat.
Yeah, neat. I actually really, really enjoyed Sideway, and it's $2 off. Like, it's normally $10, but it's $2 off if you have PlayStation Plus. And yeah, it was well worth it. Well worth it. And like, there's all these collectibles and shit, and as you get more powers, you can go back to levels and get collectibles that you couldn't reach before. Like, if you didn't have that power yet to get to that area, now you do. So I just beat the game, and I started the game over again, and I 100%ed the first and second levels. And it was just like, it's really fun, man. It's like just good platforming, like solid platforming. It's a lot of fun. Also, during Extra Life, I what did I do in Resident Evil 4? Oh, yeah, I did Assignment Ada and Separate Ways in Resident Evil 4. And that was all the Resident Evil 4 I could muster, because Ada has no health, and that was frustrating.
It's so frustrating.
The bubble. In your face, it explodes!
So from there, I hopped into Resident Evil Code Veronica, and I... Basically, the whole time that Ryan was playing The Baconing, I was playing Code Veronica, and my God, like, I got so far in that game. I think, I would argue that's the longest Resident Evil, and I got over halfway through. It was pretty sweet. So, yeah, I love that game. I really fucking love that game. So, I'm really happy I have it in HD. I gotta finish that up soon. But yeah, that's basically all I've been doing. WWB. And I think I hear someone.
Housekeeping.
Oh, hey.
Oh, it's hey, Graham's
hey
sister.
Hey there, honey.
Hey, beautiful.
Creepy. I have a line for this, but I think it might be too disturbing.
No, let's hear it, Gabe. Yeah, let's go ahead.
Okay. Her name's Lori, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Lori, right?
Yes.
Okay. Lori, how do you like your eggs in the morning? Scrambled or fertilized?
Gabe! Oh, we let him off his leash and this is what happens. We're sorry,
Lori. And
with
that, we have some listener mail from Lori's brother, Graham.
We're sorry about Gabe. Yep.
Graham asks, the golden age of gaming, Is it from, or then, now, or still to come?
Man, see, that's the thing about Golden Ages, is that you don't know until shit's been around a really long time.
I would argue Golden Age, by definition, usually, like, to me, that means where it started and where, like, the iconic age. And I would say NES would be the Golden Age for gaming. Or really? Maybe even
I'd say Super Nintendo.
Maybe Super NES.
I'd say the SNES would be the Golden Age.
I could see that. I would. Yeah. I wouldn't. I ain't mad at that.
Yeah, I could live with that. But also, I mean, I don't know.
It's like that's when like Super Metroid.
Okay, let's make an
argument.
But I think I don't think that. Yeah, we that wasn't the best age of gaming. But yeah, I see what you mean. I understand.
You know,
what
like with comic books, you say Golden Age Superman. That's just the Superman, like
where
the classic Superman.
Yeah, where it became a thing. Where it became
or
big.
Golden Age. Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess.
What ushered it into the more mainstream? Or.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, when I talked to Greg Miller about Superman, he always mentioned Golden Age Superman, and his definition for that was. It's the back when, you know, he's like a stereotype where he is untouchable, nothing hurts him, like it's totally lame, but that's just how that's traditional Superman,
right?
So I almost think of Golden Age as kind of like the essence of what makes something what it is, I guess. I don't know. So the Golden Age of the gaming industry, I don't know, I just feel like so much of what we are is thanks to, you know, the Super Nintendo and all that, like, and then the NES. But, you know, I mean, as time goes on, you know, so much about this generation and probably generations to come is about shooters, you know? So, yeah. And none of that existed on the Super Nintendo. Closest thing was Doom, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You can't really, you're right, Ryan, you can't really say.
But, yeah, it's hard to and just because you think one happened doesn't mean another's not on its way, you know, like video games aren't going anywhere.
I mean, what would you say is the golden age for film? I don't know. I mean, a lot of people say the
50s. I don't know enough about film.
I don't know. That's hard.
Yeah.
that one's a lot harder than games. Anything but now would be the golden age in film.
I don't know, dude. Fucking Adam Sandler is really working it out there with his
Jack and Jill, you know,
and that one about the guy who wants to be a porn star, Bucky something. I don't know.
Oh God, Bucky O'Hare.
yes, you Bucky have O'Hare. You have figured it out. Good job.
I've cracked the code. All right, our final question is from Hayden Wiseman, Hayden Weiss, if you will. Boobs, discuss.
Oh man, I like me some boobs.
I like them. I like them.
I do. I'm more of an ass and legs man, but boobs are good too.
I'm more of an Olivia Wilde.
He's an Olivia Wilde man.
Buffalo Wild man. All right. Well,
that's good. Wait. Javi didn't give us his opinion on boobs.
I love them, man. Yeah, okay. The one that are like rubbing on your face. You just smile. They're the
if
best.
You can have a boob in your face and not smile. I don't know who you are.
Yep.
Or what you are, really. I mean,
you're a monster.
What are you? Yeah. But yeah, tits, man.
All right, well.
All right, so that's going to do episode 30 of Game Over Nation.
Is this 30?
This is episode 30.
30?
Yeah. 30. But next week, okay, well, if you want to write in next week, mail@gameovernation.com. It's not even if you want to. You do it. Tell us about Man vs. Food.
Do it.
Tell us about Dumbass. Tell us about Eric Born Beef Hash.
You gotta go download Dumbass.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. But I think we can do better, I think we're gonna do better.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. We can do better than that. That was like.
This is a warm up. It was a warm up.
That's
like,
the
that
beta.
That
was like an IQ of 50. We can get like IQ of like 25 going on.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just the dumbass beta. We got a few glitches, and we're gonna put it on PC soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get it out to
get
PC
yourself. Later. NVIDIA card. And then don't get ATI because it won't run right on ATI.
Get it. It'll have to be an NVIDIA sound card so you can hear it real well. Now, as you're listening to the show, just pour yourself a nice bowl of creamed Aragorn.
That's so disgusting. Why?
And you won't get that joke unless you listen
listen to Dumbass.
I know. The jokes are a little too eyebrow.
No, but while you're like on the subject of Dumbass in your mind right now, don't forget to email all your stupid questions to dumbasspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Dumbass. All right, well, next week on Game Over Nation, we're going to be tackling the Uncharted franchise from Uncharted 1 to Among Thieves, and finally...
from Uncharted 1 to Uncharted 2.
To,
and the long and winding path.
We're going to speculate. We're going to speculate on Drake's deception.
Oh, and don't forget about Golden Abyss. There's always that.
Oh, yeah. And Eye of Indra.
Am I the only one that got that? The Eye of Indra thing.
I got it through PlayStation Plus, so it was free.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't pay for that. Yeah. You probably did.
I paid like $2.
Dumbass.
Hey, you belong on a podcast I've heard of.
Yeah. Oh man.
So yeah, we're going to talk about Uncharted 3 and Uncharted in general next week. So write into mail@gameovernation.com. Tell us about Uncharted, what it means to you, what you're excited about. If you're going to play multiplayer with us, all those good things. And blah, make sure to follow Game Over Nation on Twitter. Our name is Game Over Nation. We're also on Facebook. Google us. Or actually, just go to GameOverNation.com. There's all those links on the side. Subscribe to us on YouTube while you're at it. Show us some support. Donate. Buy prints. Throw all your money. You know, you got your paycheck at the end of the week. Just dump it at us.
And start harassing Javi to get that Subway video going.
Yeah, they don't know what that is.
No,
well, just they don't know what it is, but they should. And now they know what to harass you about. That's all they really need. All
right, we're gonna go to Subway, and we're gonna eat fresh. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Hear that, Subway?
Are you listening? I'd rather have Domino's.
Yeah, I really like some pizza.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna catch you guys next week.
That's
thank you very much.
We get
Gabe
so fat.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, it was my
get
pleasure.
Me my coffee.
Okay.
Ryan De La Rosa.
Yo, yo.
Hey, buddy. You guys are good. And I'm Javi Rodriguez. We'll see you guys next week.
Mwah. Guacamole.
Guacamole. Guacamole.